We're continuing with Ein Yaakov. We're on page 216. We're at the end of the tractate, Daf Samach Dalid, and I hope we'll get back to the footnote after we finish the tractate. Amar Rav Levi Bar Chiya, hayotze mi bet haKnesset v'nichnas lebet haMidrash ve'osek baTorah zoche lakbil pnei haShchina. One who leaves shul and goes into Beis Medrash, and this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that one should try when he finishes shul in the morning to go learn something, join a Daf Yomi. And if you can go to a 7 o'clock minyan, go to a 6:30 minyan. So that after davening, you could go into a Beis Medrash and learn something. And one who does that will merit to see the Shechina. As the verse says, Yelechu mechayil el chayil yireel elokim b'tzion. They go from strength to strength till they merit to see the potent one Hashem in Zion. So that's called from strength to strength, going from the shul to the Beis Medrash. And here you see, it's a discussion in the Talmud in Megillah, which is holier, a Beit Knesset or a Beit Midrash, and a Beit Midrash is holier. You're working your way up. You guys are lucky, you get to daven in a Beit Midrash. Yes?
I was going to ask, I mean, I realize it might have been a foolish question, but I guess I'll ask it anyways, because we're free to ask questions. If you said that go to learn after davening, go from strength to strength, and go to an earlier minyan and everything, in order to see the shkina, does that mean that you won't be able to see the shkina unless you do this far you are?
No, this is one way to get there. Okay. Or maybe this is one aspect of the shkina that you'll get to see. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi quotes in the name of Rav, and this is a passage that appears in a few tractates. Talmidei Chachamim en le menucha. The disciples of the wise men never get to rest. Lo ba'olam hazeh ve'lo ba'olam haba. Not in this world, nor in the world to come. Shene'emar, as the verse says, Yelchu mechayil el chayil yireel elokim b'tzion. That's this verse. They go from strength to strength, so they keep growing. Now, this is one of I find this to be one of the great philosophies. The idea that even in the world to come, you got to continue being productive. You're still active. We spoke about it yesterday briefly. So the Marsha right away asks, we say the world to come is like Shabbos. So what does that mean? So he says, what was the world lacking on Shabbos? The creation of Shabbos, right? Hashem finished creation on Shabbos by creating Shabbos. So it says Hashem finished creation on Shabbos. What does that mean? So sages say it means He finished by creating the day of rest. So the Talmid Chacham in this world is busy working and developing in Torah and mitzvos, and in the world to come, so he's resting physically. But his mind, the activity that he was busy with in this world, in Torah, in delving in Torah, that's what continues working in the world to come. And that's one of the ideas. Who asked me this? You asked me this. You asked about Tchiyat HaMetim. But Olam Haba, it says, is a world that's all spiritual. So the soul, the spirit that grows in this world, continues advancing in the world to come. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. Oh, a quote you guys should all know. Talmidei Chachamim make more peace in the world. Make more peace in the world. Shenemar, the verse says, V'chol banayich limudei Hashem v'rav shalom banayich atiki banayich elabo naich. And I think that maybe we'll leave the concluding piece over here from the Maseches Brachos for when we get to do Siyum, which might be this Thursday. So we'll leave that for our Siyum when we finish Brachos, the final lines here, which you guys all know. And maybe we'll go back to the footnote now. We're going back to page 216.
Can you first explain what that means that
so that's what I want to discuss then.
Okay.
It's a good question. What does it mean they add peace in the world? So on a simple level, Talmud Chacham's job is to be a source of peace, helping people be patient with one another, have understanding for one another. Torah is The ways of Torah are pleasant, so the Torah is supposed to be a source of peace, and if one is learning Torah, then he should be a source of peace to the world. But maybe we'll delve into it further, Bezat Shem et Vesim. Let's go down to the footnote on page 216. גם בפירוש מאמר רב תלמידי חכמים אין מנוחה צריך להזכיר. When Rav tells us that the Talmud Chacham doesn't get to rest, we have to explain that the word מנוחה, שמילה מנוחה במקום הזה רצונו לומר ביטול ממה שעוסקים בו תמיד. Rest, he says very differently than the Marsha we saw. The Marsha said they rest from what's happening in this world, but they don't rest from their Torah. So he says, what does it mean they don't get rest? They don't get rest from what they're busy with all day. אשר הוא אצלם מנוחה ותענו גדול והוא לחקור ולידע בסתרי תורה בעולם הזה ובעולם הבא. So he says, it's talking about the secrets of the Torah, which is what gets revealed in the world to come. And he quotes from Rashi in Moed Katan that אין להם מנוחה means that they go from the Garden of Eden to Rakia, from Rakia to the Garden of Eden. So that seems to be that Rashi is very important in what we were discussing, because Rashi seems to connect between the Garden of Eden and the world to come, which is a big discussion in the Rambam, whether they're the same, one and the same. The Rambam says the Garden of Eden is a physical place. That's what the Rambam says. You have to know that the Garden of Eden is a garden. Adam was walking around in that garden, and here he doesn't seem to learn that way. So that's
the Rambam says it was a physical place.
I think so. I think the Rambam says Yesh Chaleida Shegan Eden Umakom. I think so. The Ran over there in Moed Katan says that people will be able to learn Torah in the future. That there's a medrash, the Gemara quotes in Sota, that when Yehuda passed away, he couldn't learn in the yeshiva of heaven. His bones kept rattling and he couldn't learn until Moshe davens for him at the end of the Torah. And through Moshe's prayers, Yehuda is capable of learning in the world to come and saying things right and getting it right and is learning. Seems to say that there's a learning going on there. And that's referenced in many midrashim, that tzaddikim get to sit by Hashem and learn Torah. So that brings us to the conclusion of Gemara.